I am so pleased to have Jenna Udenberg with me via phone today at pretty short notice, I will mention, but Jenna is so accommodating. So thank you so much, Jenna, for being with us here at KTWH this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. So you are, I believe, the program director, I don't know your title, of Above and Beyond with You. And I know that many listeners are familiar with the work you've done through the years to increase accessibility in the Two Harbors area. But just tell us a little bit about how you came to be doing Above and Beyond with You.
Yeah, so I'm actually the founder of Above and Beyond with You, and we're a nonprofit that's been around now for 2 years. This nonprofit has kind of been a dream of mine for many, many years, probably decades, but it came to fruition through my work as a 2020 Bush Fellow, and that was really the great impetus to become an accessibility educator and really increase accessibility, not just physically, but attitudinally here on the shore and beyond.
Yes. I love how, what is your phrase? It's not about compliance. It's about commitment.
Yes.
I think we could use apply that to many aspects of our lives, and I hope you're getting good feedback about that mantra that you have begun. And so what's the mission of Above and Beyond?
Yeah, so our biggest goal is that we are encouraging other people to share their stories, because I found throughout the years, you can come at people with data. Some people really like data, and their lives and processes and policies and procedures are changed by data. But for most of us, that is not how we work. So
yes.
By everybody being empowered to share their story, you're getting at the heartstrings. You're seeing the day-to-day living out of what all of the different things that we in leadership create, and then how it's lived out to everyday life. And so I think that's where the big disconnect tends to be. And so that committed piece, instead of just being compliant, we are the largest minority population. And so anybody can join our culture and community at any moment, right? Anybody can get a diagnosis, anybody
right.
can be involved in an accident. And so, and we're, that also makes us the most diverse in all different demographic aspects as a community and culture. And so we're always growing, we're always changing. We always have different needs, and every single human being has needs, and disability is not a bad word. So those are a lot of the little snippets that I throw out a lot in my work, in the work of the nonprofit, because there's just so many negative connotations to disability and so many negative scripts that we run through our head. And so it's making sure that we're checking our biases and flipping that script even in ourselves as a board and as all humans, but especially in leadership.
Yeah. Do you have a story for us to illustrate? I'm trying to think of what stories, you know, listeners might think, well, my story doesn't qualify, or what makes a qualifying story, and do you have a story?
Ooh, good question. That's early in the morning.
I know. Throwing that out to you.
And
I know you're I think you're working with kids right now. And
right.
That's one of your stories, no. I think. But anyway.
Right. You know, I think that's the hard part, is everybody thinks that, well, my story isn't important, or I'm not this, or I'm not that. And, or, you know, I can't write for the newspaper, or I couldn't write a book, or I shouldn't start a blog, or I shouldn't. And the reality is, yeah, you should. Like, even what you consider to be mediocre is a story. It's important. Every single life impacts another life. And so in our current society of go, 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 and try to fit more in and be productive and be effective and efficient, we're losing that fabric and that tapestry that brings us all together. And the reality of all of our lives bumping up into each other and impacting each other hasn't changed. We're
right.
just ignoring it.
Right.
Right. So the more that we're ignoring that tapestry, the bigger the gaps, the bigger the chasms, the bigger we just keep going on doing the status quo, and we're not realizing that the status quo is actually hurting us. And then we keep seeing all these harms and these hurts and these injustices and these differences. And then as those chasms get bigger and bigger and bigger, then we're like, oh my gosh, this is such a ginormous like ball of yarn to untangle, and it's so complex, and a lot of it isn't. We just need to sit down, slow down, have a cup of coffee, and share our stories and understand
yeah.
the beauty of each other's life and how we're impacting each other and how we don't mean to be, maybe in a negative way.
Right.
And then once we know better, we do better, right? So it's a lot more about like the humanity of it all, because
yes.
so often we get labeled of, you're this demographic in this care facility, or you're at this cognitive level, or you're at that physical level, or it becomes very medical and very antiseptic, right? Versus
Yeah.
like, nope, we're a whole being and we all have rights and we all have a beautiful life and a beautiful story to share.
You know, I'm reading a book about by a woman named Wendy Mitchell who wrote, the title is, I think, The Person I Used to Be. And it's about a woman with Alzheimer's who's really living on her own with Alzheimer's, and just incredible story of like she can't drive anymore. So she takes the bus and, you know, she just does it. And if she gets lost, people help her. She bought a pink bike because she thought she'd pretty much remember how her bike was pink. And then she can't turn right without something blanking out and falling on the pavement. So she arranges so she does only all left turns. I mean, her story is quite a story. And I mean, that's what came to mind when you talk about we are just all in different places. And we and this is early onset Alzheimer's. You know, she's about my age. And not that we should be more sympathetic because we could be disabled at any moment, but I got to believe it does add to your message that, like, this truly is the most inclusive group there ever was. I mean, it's just by definition. Right. How can people share their stories via your nonprofit?
So on our contact page on aboveandbeyondwithyou.org, we love to ask people to share their stories. I also write Local View from 4'2" for the Lake County Press. So I'm always looking for other people's stories to share. Like I said, as being a newer nonprofit, we're still trying to figure out our organizational situations. But as we're getting stronger and moving forward, we're going to try to start doing some other community outreaches, maybe some, you know, a book club of some sort, some coffee times quarterly, just getting more out in community. And so a community can be more reflective in it, because another saying is, you know, nothing for us without us, right? So I want to make sure that all of us as disabled people and their allies and their loved ones are sitting at the table when leaders are making decisions that are impacting everybody's life here on the shore and beyond.
And, you know, you've been, I would imagine, feeling sometimes like the solo voice, like always having to go to all these different meetings to make sure that someone is looking at it through that, through the lens of someone who's disabled. Hopefully you are finding you are amassing a little bit of an army of people so you don't have to do it all. Is that happening?
Yeah, we have a great board. So there's 9 of us. That's a completely volunteer board for Above and Beyond With You. And so as they're stepping out into their different communities of leadership, because our president is actually in Wisconsin, and we have our secretary in Hermantown. We have other board members here in Two Harbors and up in Silver Bay. We kind of, and actually a couple in Duluth as well. So we're, you know, we're a diverse group. A lot of us have an education background or business background. And I'm just so excited and proud of my board, because they're also stepping up and they're embracing the Above and Beyond With You. And it's not just Jenna's story anymore. It's our story. It's our community story. It's all the things that come together and we move forward. And so just seeing the personal growth and the leadership growth within our board is exciting to me. Making connections within so many state and local agencies and entities and governmental spaces, as well as small businesses and other nonprofits. It's just, it's great. And sometimes when I'm sitting in the Zooms and sitting in the rooms of these meetings, you know, there is, being honest, being vulnerable, there is that, you know, thing in the back of my head going, if I wasn't in this space, would ADA come up? Mm-hmm. If I wasn't in this space, would accessibility come up? Would inclusion come up? Would equity come up? And, you know, I don't know, but I love it when it's coming out of someone else's mouth, whether it's they see my name on the screen, whether they see my face, whether they see the logo of Above and Beyond With You, you know, whatever it is that's triggering that emotion. But a lot of times it comes from another story, or like you said earlier in the interview, you know, one of those taglines or one of those sayings, and it's like, oh, that's right. And it's amazing to see and hear what has been the most impactful.
Yeah.
And then asking them more curious questions. So why do you remember that? Do you have any idea why that thing was impactful to you? Because that just helps me grow in leadership. It also helps me grow in spreading this message, because one sentence doesn't always fit everybody's abilities to hear and remember and apply that to life.
Yeah. I'm thinking if there are listeners out there who are thinking, well, I have a story, either positive or negative, I hope that you contact Jenna and Above and Beyond in some way and share your story, as well as I hope you also consider donating. Jenna, I assume you're on the Give to the Max website, and just a little shout out about, I'm sure you need your funding too.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I say that it goes throughout the whole month. Our nonprofit is still holding out that maybe we'll be a recipient of a golden ticket of an extra $500 given to us. We set a goal of 3,000. I just did check our page and we're at 655 with 12 donors. So we would love to see, of course, that number go up. But even more importantly is that people are spreading the word about our nonprofit, spreading the word about our work, and spreading the word that we want to hear everyone else's stories around disability.
Yep.
Like bad, ugly, any of it, right? It's all a part of the tapestry.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Jenna, for taking the time to be with us, taking time out of your day with kids, with the robotics kids. Have a good one and good luck with Give to the Max.
Yeah, thank you so much, Katya.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Jenna Udenberg with Above and Beyond With You.